This is Blues at the Junction, coming to you from the depths of Canada's beautiful Yukon Territory. Welcome to another hour of great music covering the twists and turns, side roads and alleys that the blues have taken over the last century. Listen and explore with us the sources, the artists, and the instruments they've mastered. Thanks to a legacy of almost 100 years of blues on record, we can trace the dynamics that have made blues part of the bedrock of 21st century popular music. And it starts right here. Oh, yeah. Sapphire and the Uppity Blues Women's One Good Man gets us off to a good raunchy start with this show's theme, Blues Women, Singing About Men. Those three ladies with their 180 years of life experience and more than the average amount of gray hair between them have recorded lots of up-tempo and risque songs with that trademark powerful rolling piano, fronting guitar and bass. They do blues classics as well, recording songs from the 1920s by blues greats like Ma Rainey and Bessie Smith. Bessie Smith, the Empress of the Blues, may be the greatest female blues singer ever. In the 1920s and 30s, she was certainly the most popular. Much has been written about her and the 160 or so songs she recorded in her career. Born in 1894, she had a stormy life. She started her career singing and dancing on the streets of Chattanooga for pennies. In 1912, she joined Ma Rainey's traveling show as a dancer, and within 2 years, she had her own show in Atlanta. Her first record, made in 1923, Downhearted Blues, eventually sold an incredible 2 million copies. By 1929, she was the highest paid black entertainer around and could afford to travel in her own rail car. Keeping with our theme of blues ladies' opinions and attitudes to men, here is Bessie Smith singing her 1928 release, Put It Right Here or Keep It Out There.
I've had a man of 15 years give him his room and board. Once he was like a Cadillac, now he's like an old worn-out Ford. He never brought me a lousy dime and put it in my hand. So there'll be some changes from now on, according to my plan. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. If he must steal it, beg it, or borrow it somewhere, long as he gets it, I don't care. I'm tired of buying pork chops to grease his fat lips, and he have to find another place for to park his old hip. He must get it and bring it and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. The bee gets the honey and brings it to the comb, else he's kicked out of his home, sweet home. To show you that he brings it, watch the dog and the cat. Everything even brings it, from a mule to a gnat. The rooster gets the worm and brings it to the hen. That ought to be a tip to all you no good men. The groundhog even brings it and puts it in his hole. So my man has got to bring it, doggone his soul. He's got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else he's gonna keep it out there. If he must steal it, beg it, borrow it somewhere, long as he gets it, child, I don't care. I'm gonna tell him like the Chinaman, when you don't bring him checks, you don't get them laundry. If you break them down, Nick, you got to get it, bring it, and put it right here, or else you gonna keep it out there.
Bessie's track is a good example of the so-called classic blues style. 80 years later, Shamika Copeland in an interview says, "Too many people, I call them blues Nazis, they focus on whether or not you're playing a shuffle or slow blues, or they say keep it blues, which keeps it in the box." She was crowned Queen of the Blues in 2011, so she is qualified to have an opinion. Here she is, singing Outside of That Blues Box, Happy Valentine's Day.
You sure picked a bad time to go. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Was I the last one to know? You picked a day meant for lovers to leave me for another. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. Bye. lullaby. Thought I was your lover, and baby, you were mine, till you found yourself a brand new Valentine. Do you bring her chocolates? Maybe long stem flowers. While I'm sitting here by myself, crying here for hours. Happy Valentine's Day, baby. You sure picked a bad time to go. Violets are blue, baby, and roses are red. I believed every single word you said. Thought we always had two hearts that beat as one. Till you gave your love away, and you left me here with none. Oh, oh. No romantic dinners since you broke our date. Just some cold leftovers on a lonely paper plate. Never thought I'd feel this bad. Take it all so hard. Now I know love is nothing more than pretty words written on a card.
Next, we have blues lady Etta James. Etta had a long career, starting in 1943 at age 5, singing on gospel radio. She suffered through a traumatic childhood. She never knew her father. Her young mother, only 14 when she had Etta, was frequently away from home, and her foster parents were abusive. All this may have contributed to her problems with drugs and alcohol. Against this backdrop, it is a tribute to her talent that her last album was released as recently as 2011. She died in 2012. Stevie Wonder and Christina Aguilera sang at her funeral. The recipient of many blues awards, she leaves a legacy of influence on such different musicians as the Rolling Stones, Bonnie Raitt, Amy Winehouse, and Adele. After a low point in her life, she made a comeback record in 1967 called Tell Mama. It was a hit, but the B-side, I'd Rather Go Blind, has become a blues classic. Here is Etta James pulling your heartstrings with I'd Rather Go Blind. ¶¶
right on. Ooh. So you see, I love you so much that I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. Most of all, I just don't wanna be free, no. Walk away from me, yeah.
More royalty now. Clara Smith, the Queen of the Moaners. Though no relation, she shared more than a surname with Bessie Smith. They were born 1 year apart, 1894 and 95. She also died young, at 40, 2 years before Bessie. They had the same record label, Columbia, and even recorded duets together. She recorded 120-plus songs between 1923 and 1932. Our song today was cut in 1924, before the advent of electrical recording. Artists had to sing into a horn to cut directly into a wax disc. Given these circumstances, the sound quality is remarkable. Listen to Clara Smith singing, "He's Mine, All Mine."
Still I'm crying. He's mine. over, throws his clothes on the floor, and he's up every morning at 4:30. He ain't so particular, but one thing though, God, Lord, he's mine.
If Clara Smith and Bessie Smith had parallel careers, so have Etta James and our next artist, Ann Peebles. Like Etta, she began singing in a gospel choir. Both sang rhythm and blues and soul-tinged songs. Ann's biggest hit was I Can't Stand the Rain, a classic that's been featured on 56 different albums. Here she is singing Full-Time Lover.
Now. Oh, I found
Blues at the Junction, bringing you music and information in every shade of blue. The very first blues song on record was Mamie Smith's Crazy Blues in 1920. For the next 3 or 4 years, women held the monopoly for blues recording. This was an outgrowth from the traveling tent shows and vaudeville theater that they'd been headlining for about 20 years. 15 years later, much had changed. The recording industry had been hard hit by the Depression, talking movies, and radio. When male blues singers began recording in a new style, country blues, the ladies' classic blues began to fade. Female singers have been a declining part of blues music ever since. We are redressing the balance a little and paying homage to their contribution to the ever-changing world of blues. Blues at the Junction welcomes your comments and opinions of our show, or any aspect of blues music. Email us at batj@hush.com. That's batj@hush.com. Now on with the show. Bonnie Raitt had played with Howlin' Wolf, Fred McDowell, and Sippy Wallace before ever making a record. One of the best slide guitarists in popular music, a guitar goddess according to the AllMusic website, she had a tough time at first. She made several albums in the early 70s that got plenty of critical acclaim but didn't sell. In 1977, she released a single, a cover version of Del Shannon's Runaway. The critics didn't like it, but record buyers did. 35 years later, she is still going strong. Our song is from her first album in 1971 when she was just 21. It is the edited version released on her collection CD, Finest Loving Man, Bonnie Raitt.
Just what you say, and you get just what you give out. That's the only
Here's a quiz for you. Can you name a blues singer guitarist, one of the first to use an electric guitar, who kept more than 200 songs in Chicago? While you're thinking, here's Memphis Minnie with one of her hits, Me and My Chauffeur Blues. Okay, the quiz answer is that same Memphis Minnie. Despite her name and her husband's, Kansas Joe McCoy, she cut most of her records in Chicago. Born Lizzie Douglas, she was given her first guitar at 8.5 years old. She ran away from home when she was only 13 and was soon playing for tips on Beale Street, Memphis. She moved to Chicago in 1930, shortly after making her first record, and was christened Memphis Minnie by an enterprising record company employee. Like Bonnie Raitt, Memphis Minnie was a skilled guitar player and has been praised as one of the most influential and pioneering blues musicians of all time. At her prime in the 1940s, ill health had forced her retirement by the mid-50s. She died in 1973. Bonnie Raitt paid for her headstone. Another child runaway, May Glover, ran away from home when she was 13 and made her first record in 1927 when she was 18. After 1931, she didn't record again except for 2 or 3 songs in the mid-50s. She changed her name to Ma Rainey II in 1939 after Ma Rainey died, and in the 1950s changed it again to Big Memphis Ma Rainey. She died in 1985, and a brief obituary appeared in the Los Angeles Times. Her song, Gas Man Blues, is not quite a duet, more augmented by spoken and sung lines from a man. Here is May Glover, having trouble paying her gas bill, in Gas Man Blues.
gas man, lady.
Oh, sure, Mr. Gas Man. I ain't got no money today.
Very sorry, lady, but I have orders to cut your gas off today.
Not today, Mr. Gas Man, surely. How could you treat a poor gal so cruel? Mr. Gas Man, please don't turn my gas off today.
Oh, yes, pretty mama, I know money to pay.
But the wind is blowing and the snow begins to fall. Have a heart, man, have a heart.
Better get your wood chopper to back up in your stall.
But Mr. Gas Man, this cold wind surely will give me a chill.
You better go to the doctor. Get you a CC.
I ain't got no money.
That's funny.
Mr. Gas Man, come into my parlor. I want to ask you to close the door.
I've been in pretty mama, and I won't be back no more.
If you come in this time, you'll come back some more. Mr. Gas Man, will you please call around after dawn?
If I call around, pretty mama, will you let me
park? If my kid man don't happen to be here, you may park. Are you coming in, Mr. Gas Man? I want to tell you something right quick.
Quit arguing, woman. Gas Man got nothing that he wants to say.
Now listen here, man. I want to get you early and decently.
I can't help it, woman. Gas Man got no jelly roll.
I know you ain't got no jelly roll, but your loving mama's got all that jelly roll, and it's got sugar in between it, too. Mr. Gas Man, you got that old hot bank roll right over there in your pants, and I want some of it, too.
I can't help it, pretty mama. The Gas Man don't take no chance.
It won't be a chance here, brother. I'm telling you.
Our next two blues ladies both record for Canada's own Stony Plain Records. The first, and our second goddess of the day, Rita Chiarelli, was pronounced by Sheila Rogers of CBC to be the goddess of Canadian blues. Rita was playing professionally at 15, and as soon as she finished high school, she was touring Canada and the U.S. with her band Battle Axe. Like Shamikia Copeland, she has an independent attitude to music. She once said, "I don't have to do 12 songs of 12-bar blues to say I'm a blues artist." She showed this spirit on her 2008 album, Uptown Goes Downtown, using the Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra for backing. On that album, she re-recorded Loving You Is Killing Me. We play the original version from her 2001 Breakfast at Midnight CD. Rita Chiarelli and Loving You Is Killing Me.
Loving you.
Being 20 years old and living in New York's Greenwich Village, the center of folk roots music in the 1960s, almost assures a future as a musician. And to date, Maria Muldaur, our second Stony Plain recording artist, has released close to 40 albums. She began singing with the Jim Queskim Jug Band and later sang backup vocals for the Grateful Dead. Now into her 69th year, she's been playing and recording music for 50 years. The song we're going to play certainly isn't a 12-bar blues. It does follow long traditions of risque or hokum blues. It's fun. Is it blues? Maria Muldaur, Don't You Feel My Leg.
So this guy comes up to me the other night. You know, he buys me a drink and we get talking pretty good. You know, but then all of a sudden he started to get a little too personal. This is what I had to tell him. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you're not gonna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you'll wanna go too high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy no ride? 'Cause if you buy me right, you know I might get too high. And if you get me high, you're in for a big surprise. So don't you buy me no ride. Said you'd take me dancing, buy me just a little glass of wine. But I know you got something else on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time, but honey, what I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel my leg? Ooh, 'cause if you feel my leg, I know you're gonna try to sneak up on my thigh. I know you. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go too high. So don't you feel my leg. Ooh, yeah. Oh, come on and feel it, honey. The music, I mean. Oh, yeah, take me down to New Orleans. Got nasty plans on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time. Well, honey, what I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel, ooh, don't you feel my leg? Ooh, 'cause if you feel my leg, I know you won't be able to resist my plump little thigh. You feel my thigh, it's gonna get me high. So don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel my leg. Ooh, baby, I told you not to feel my little old leg. Told you not to do that, baby.
Our last track is another fun song. We are finishing with the irrepressible Alberta Hunter. She was born in 1895 and lived to be 89 years old. In that time, she fitted in enough for several lifetimes. Like some of our other blues ladies, she ran away from home while still a child at 12 years. 10 years later, in 1917, she was touring in Europe, absolutely exceptional for a black artist. In 1922, she wrote, with Lovie Austin, Downhearted Blues. This song was chosen to be Bessie Smith's first release in 1923. As we said earlier, it eventually sold 2 million copies. Alberta says she only got $368 in royalties. She recorded for 6 different labels in the 1920s. In 1928, she was back in Europe, appearing in the musical Showboat in London. She was again touring Europe in the 1930s, avoiding the Depression years back home. In the 1940s, she led a troupe entertaining U.S. soldiers, and in the early 50s did the same in Korea. At 59 years old, the story is, she falsified her age, invented a diploma, and began a new career as a nurse. That lasted 20 years until the hospital thought she'd reached retirement age. She was actually 80. Within a year, she had resumed her music career. She made more albums, had lots of TV appearances, wrote and performed the soundtrack for a movie, appeared at a concert in the White House, and was busy with TV and touring until she died in 1984, age 89. Our previous artist, Maria Muldaur, also recorded a great version of Handyman. But Alberta Hunter's vivacity shines through this recording, made when she was 83. Alberta Hunter with the song she calls, My Handyman Ain't Handy No More.
Now whoever said a good man was hard to find, positively, absolutely sure was blind. 'Cause I've just found the best man that ever was, and here's just a few of the things that he does. Ow! He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, and he strokes my fiddle. Oh, my man is such a handy man. Now he threads my needle, and he creams my wheat, heats my heater, and he chops my meat. He's a mess. My man is such a handyman. I don't care if you believe it or not, he's a mighty nice man to have around. 'Cause when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, that man of mine's got a scheme, and honey, it's amazing the way he handles my machine. My man is such a handyman. Oh, that man is a mess. Ow. He flaps my flapjacks, cleans off the table, feeds the horses in my stable. My man is such a handyman. And do you know, sometimes he's up way before dawn, busy cleaning the rough edges off my lawn. My man is such a handy man. Now he never has a single word to say while he's working hard, poor soul. And I'd give anything if you could see the way he handles my front yard. Ow. Now my ice never gets a chance to melt away, 'cause he sees that I get a nice fresh piece every day. My man is such a handyman.
That's a great song to end our show of blues women singing about men. Hope you enjoyed it. But we aren't quite done yet. You're listening to a sample from our next show. The theme we explore will be blues duets in all their variety. You'll hear some traditional blues from artists born at the end of the 19th century to the palest shade of blues from artists making music in the 21st century. Listen out for duets on Blues at the Junction, a double dose of the music we love. And we are David Sillery, research and writing, Dieter Gade, technical production at Silky Sound Studio, and I am the voice of Blues at the Junction, Maria Leniak. We are sponsored by our lively local volunteer organization, Junction Arts and Music, JAM to our friends. You can contact Blues at the Junction with your comments, complaints, or requests by email to batj@hush.com. That's batj@hush.com. And thanks for listening.